Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the 1001 Experience. I am your host, Christine. If you are new here, welcome. I'm so happy to have you. If you are returning, you know, I F with you the long way. If you have liked, shared, subscribed, rated this podcast, if you have reached out to me to tell me specifically how this podcast has helped you, if you've donated, any of those things, any combinations of those things, you know, I have with you the super long way. And I'm so, so deeply grateful for you as well. So as you can hear, once again, I am recording on the move because, like I said before, if I don't, then there is a very high possibility that the podcast will not get recorded. And this is something that's been on my mind. And so I needed to get it out instead of allowing it to swirl in my mind and then never be recorded. Okay. So, today I want to talk about what it means to do your things, because that is something that I share a lot. And, it was prompted by a question I got from a client. When we were kind of exploring what it means to feel your feelings, and I was just thinking about, in general, the concept of doing your things and what does that mean and what does that look like and why it's important. And so I want to say, like, well, how about this? Let's start off with story time, okay? So a few days ago, I was working from home, and I have this recorded, like, online training that I have been working through, and I had some time in between my sessions, so I decided to listen to a portion of this training. And so I'm in between sessions. I probably have a little less than an hour, and I'm listening to this training, and at some point, the trainer says something that hits me like a gut punch, right? And it's like a whole bunch of dots connect in my mind. Now, to add some context to this, I will say around the end of last year, I started to have like really intense episodes of anxiety, and that has never happened to me before. And so, me being a clinician, I know what it looks like, thank God, because I understand how people have anxiety attacks and panic attacks and think that they're having some type of health crisis. But because I know what anxiety looks like and feels like, I was able to recognize it and really, like, work through it when it was happening. And in working through it, I started to realize, okay, I'm having these intrusive thoughts that are leading to these episodes of anxiety. These things are triggering these intrusive thoughts, right? And I know what to do with intrusive thoughts. So I'm using the things that I know help with intrusive thoughts, which is basically just kind of letting the anxiety flow through and subside, right? And over time of doing that, I stopped having the intense episodes of anxiety, but I was still noticing the intrusive thoughts, right? And so what was said in this training helped me get to the bottom of where those intrusive thoughts were coming from and why they were so strong for me. So at this point, I'm watching this training. She says this thing that kind of opens up a big gaping, like, wound. And I'm like, oh, okay, I definitely cannot go into a therapy session with this still as raw as it is. And at the same time, I had maybe 20, 25 minutes before I was scheduled to meet with my next client. So
I run through my Rolodex of things, like, okay, what can I do? What can help me right now? And so because I have now all of this insight, the first thing I think is, okay, I need to go write it down. So I go to my journal and I just write it, like, okay, this makes sense. I was thinking this, I was feeling this way, and it kind of comes from this thing. This all makes sense, right? Connecting the dots, writing that down. And then I also went to the point of being like, okay, this is the truth of the matter, right? This is what is actually happening. This is what I actually need. And these are the emotions that I can hold on to that will help me get there. These are the beliefs that I can hold on to help me get there and kind of get over this other core fear that is stirring up so much anxiety in these intrusive thoughts, right? Cool. So I go through, I write all of that in my journal, and then I realize that my body is still, you know, shaking up because anxiety, that's what anxiety does. So I do some movement that I know is helpful to me. And then I realize that because I have tapped on something so deep that I do a lot of tapping, like EFT tapping. And so I go into a tapping sequence. And I allow myself, because I started to tear up a little bit while I was journaling, but I could tell that I didn't really get to it. So I go through a tapping sequence really to kind of let myself aerate those emotions in my body, right? And just kind of release those things and to evolve them to where I know they need to be. So I go through my tapping sequence. I got my essential oils to really tap into that part of my brain and really imprint the process that I'm going through. I follow that up with more movements, more yoga, to help, one, discharge those anxiety hormones from entering my body, and then two, to help integrate what my new beliefs are and the emotions that I want to hold on to kind of help me move through this fear, right? And then I go wipe my face, splash some cold water on my face, run it over my hands and my wrists. And here I am ready with a good 10 minutes to spare before my session. I go drink some water. I sit down, I breathe, and I'm ready. And I go through the remainder of my sessions throughout the evening, and I play with my kids and I go to bed and all is well. Right. And so I tell that story, one, to normalize the experience of stress, trauma, dysregulation, all of those things, right? Because in this world that we live in, stress is inevitable. Pain is inevitable, right? And so as a result, like, dysregulating in the face of those things is also inevitable. So when I talk about being dysregulated and disembodied, that's not a judgment. Like, that is recognizing part of the human experience that we all go through to some extent. And then two, really just to highlight what it means to do your things, right? The reason that I was able, one, to even have that insight from watching that training is because I recognized months ago that I was having episodes of anxiety that were triggered by intrusive thoughts related to other things that were going on around me. And I worked to make it so that I was not having such intense episodes of anxiety every time I had that thought, right? I used the skills that I know. I used my mindfulness. I used my breathing to kind of help me float through those moments so that they were no longer as physically and physiologically overwhelming to my body. And because I had been working through that, when that trainer said what she said, I was able to hear the truth that I needed to receive, right? Because if the anxiety was still as intense as it was in November, December of last year, then my body would not have been able to handle that truth. I might not have heard it. It might not have resonated with me, or I might have heard it and it could have sent me spiraling in a very bad situation, right? So, but because I recognize the anxiety, I recognize the intrusive thoughts, I recognize the triggers, and then I use the strategies that I have that I know work for those things, right? And so then when I heard that truth, I did the same thing. Like, I used the strategies that I have identified from other times, right, that I've learned before, that I have used before, that have helped me to accomplish things and move past things before. I implemented those strategies, right? I noticed what was happening in my body, and I used the strategies to kind of match what my body needed at the time. And so this is what it means to do your things, okay? Because I feel like as a culture, as a society, we have become seduced. We've been seduced into thinking that information is the master key, right? And so as a result, we are constantly consuming information, paying for information, putting ourselves in places to gain more information, trying to exploit our relationships for the purpose of extracting information, right? And I want to ground that in the truth that that's the residue of colonialism, right? Because I don't want to go too far left. But what I will say is colonialism and white imperialist patriarchy historically has been rooted in fear and scarcity, right? And so if you are experiencing scarcity and that's all that's around you, right? And then you go somewhere and you see those people living abundantly and existing harmoniously with nature. White imperialist patriarchy says to exploit that, right? Fear says that you have to take their resources because you don't have any, right? And so that turns into, okay, how can I extract knowledge and information so I can now mimic what they are doing, right? And then further down the line, it's like, how do I manipulate you into not doing the things that make you abundant so that I can then mimic the things that you are doing so that I can be more abundant? Exploitation, right? That's the bait and switch that I always talk about. How do I get you off of your things and then start doing your things so I can take your things, okay? But you can tell when this is happening because it's usually it'll get you to a point, but it won't curl all the way over, right? Like, you may see some success, you may be able to accomplish some things, but it's not fully embodied. It's like when we see people who may have learned a TikTok dance, but it's soulless, right? Like, the vibes are not there, the sauce is not there, right? Or somebody can mimic a recipe, but they ain't put the love in it. Like, it doesn't, the vibes are missing, right? Like, that's how you can tell that something has been mimicked without embodiment. And I think that the way we consume information in this society is another manifestation of that process. Like, this idea that if you just know what to do, then somehow magically it'll be done and you'll meet whatever goal. But that's not the way the universe works. There are no shortcuts, right? Like, one of the things that one of my spiritual teachers taught me is the universe knows the work that you put in. And so you can't reap benefits that you have not labored for. So think about it this way, right? Like, let's say you want to be able to bench press or deadlift a certain amount, a certain weight, right? And so you read about it, you study form, you watch videos, you go in the gym and you watch other people do it. You get a bar, you don't put all the weight on the bar, but that's how you practice your form, right? And then without working up to whatever, 300 pound, whatever, right? You don't start with the bar and then add a weight and then add more weight and add more weight again. You just go in the gym and try to fucking bench press or deadlift 300 pounds, right? What's going to happen?
what will happen to you if you do that without preparing your body for that process? It's not going to go well. It is not going to go well for your body. It doesn't matter how much you have read about form, how much you have watched other people do it. If you have not prepared your body for it, if your body has not done the labor, then that will not go well for you, right? Similarly, I'll say there's this thing, right, where people will say, well, you know, we're not going to keep inviting people to things if they never come, right? Like, if you never come, I'm just going to stop inviting you. Or imagine if you cook from scratch all the time. I've used this example before, but if you cook from scratch all the time, if you cook in 3-course meals for your family and no one ever says thank you, no one ever tells you that it tastes good, no one ever acknowledges that they have consumed a meal with so much love and effort put into it, but they just ask you, what are we eating for breakfast tomorrow? Right? They never say thank you. They never say that it was good. Imagine that they don't even eat it, right? Imagine that they look at it and they say, oh, okay, what are you cooking for breakfast tomorrow? And it's like, huh? Like, you ain't even eat the dinner. And you asking about breakfast without even acknowledging the fact that I've cooked this dinner for you? You would stop doing that. You would not do that anymore, right? And so the universe is the same way. The universe operates in the same capacity, right? The universe will give you opportunities to prepare your body for the things that you are asking for. And the universe will give you the tools and the skills and the strategies and the knowledge that you need in order to prepare your body. And your responsibility, once you receive that knowledge, once I know that cold water helps to reduce like the stress response in the body, it is my responsibility to then use cold water when I feel that stress response kicking up in my body. Once I know that my stress response feels like I get shaky and my heart starts beating faster, right? Or I start to feel hot or sweaty. Once I recognize that those things are my stress response, and I know that cold water helps to reduce a stress response, when I feel those things in my body, then I have to go use the cold water, right? And what would it be like for me to go back and be like, what do I do about all of this anxiety? And then the universe is like, well, did you splash your face with the cold water like I told you to? Did you take a walk like I told you to, right? And I'm like, no, but this anxiety is so bad. Like, I need something. Give me something to do with this anxiety. And then the universe is like, I gave you cold water and walks. Use the cold water and the walks, right? And then what happens is we keep asking for things. We keep acquiring new knowledge and new things. And it develops, it builds a pressure keg of sorts, right? And that is why people say, like, my dad used to always tell me, like, God will whisper before he screams. And so that's why, like, when big things happen to us, it's like, there were signs. there were things that could have been done before this big thing happened, right? And the reason that a big thing has to happen is because when you receive information, when you receive skills, when you receive resources, and you do not use them, you are creating an imbalance in the universe. And the universe needs to be balanced, right? And so when you're taking and you're not, it's like, imagine if you just ate but you never had any waste. That would destroy your body, right? And so something then has to happen to correct the fact that there's no waste, that you're taking things in, but you're not putting anything out. The universe works the same way. So when it gives you things, you have to do those things, right? And when we are looking at life and we may not be progressing, or we may not be receiving the outcomes that we want, or it feels like we are stagnant, my question for you to consider is, are you doing the things that you already know how to do consistently? Are you applying the knowledge that you already have consistently? Do your thing. That is the invitation, right? And to be fair, this is what initiation is. And this is why initiation can be grueling, because it requires you to go through a transformation and a change of sorts. However you were existing before is not going to be the way you exist after. And that is because you have consistently applied knowledge and implemented the skills and strategies day in and day out, which means your body is different, your mind is different, and as a result, your life is different. That is the process of initiation. And it can be very grueling and very taxing, because it's going to require you to leave a lot of things behind. It's going to require you to restructure your identity and your self-concept. Some of your relationships will most likely change. But that is what puts you where you want to be, right? That's what puts you on the path of your destiny, or keeps you on the path of your destiny. And if I go back to the impact of colonization, when we think about initiations, we think about being punished, right? We think about hazing and all of the ways people put your body through hardship just for the hell of hardship. just to say that you went through a whole bunch of hard, grueling shit. When the actual purpose of initiation is for you to practice doing your things consistently. And so whether this is a formal initiation process, or if it's just the process of transformation that you are going through, the invitation is to do your things. Apply the knowledge that you have and use the skills that you have learned consistently. Show gratitude and honor to God, the universe, the ancestors, whomever. Whomever it is that you be praying to and asking for stuff, you show gratitude to them by doing your things. And so if I go back to my story, right, you may not necessarily know the yoga poses that help to integrate or process new thought, new cognition, right? You may not know what essential oils are good for supporting what types of core beliefs. You might not really know what core beliefs are. You might not know none of the shit that I'm saying. But you do know that when you get anxious, it feels good to walk. You do know that when you get overwhelmed, like sometimes you put your hands to your forehead or to your cheeks, right? And it helps you to calm down a little bit. You do know that sometimes when you're really, really frustrated, you like hugs. So whatever it is that you know works for you, that is adaptive and is healthy for you, do your things, right? This can apply to, I've been talking about emotion regulation, but this can also apply to career and business, right? Like, are you doing the things that you know how to do, and are you doing them consistently? If you know that breaking down your tasks into small pieces helps you to feel more motivated to get them done, and it helps you to be more consistent with getting them done, then break your tasks into small pieces, right? Like, if you know that leaving the house to do work allows you to be more productive, then leave the house to do your work. Do your things, right? If you know that going to bed at a certain time helps you to get out the house without rushing in the morning, then go to bed on time. if you know that staying up on the phone all night chatting with friends is one of the things that stops you from going to bed all the time, then get off the phone. Do your things. Whatever it is that you know, whatever knowledge you have, apply it. Do your things. Be committed to your process instead of trying to mimic outcomes. I hope that this makes sense. Once again, this is something I had been swirling around in my mind and had not had the opportunity to kind of sit down and write out in a structured way. So I hope that it made sense. I hope that it was helpful. I hope that everybody is, you know, taking care of themselves, tending to themselves, listening to themselves, and being attuned with themselves, and that the things that are preventing you from doing that are removed from you safely so that you can do that. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. Hope that was helpful. Y'all be blessed.